Welcome to Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are lighted up. We're going to get to all of you. We're going to do it quick. First, we're going to go to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. As far as foreign influence on our election, I challenge any Republican listening to check this out, research this. When Scott Walker went to Russia with David Clark, and oh, there's a number of them, I think Ron Johnson was in the group, the Russians wrote a check to the NRA, because the NRA was there too. They wrote a check to the NRA. The NRA gave it to Walker in one quick transaction, $250,000. This is going to keep going on. Don't you think, we all know, that Putin loves the disparity, the division that Trump creates in this country. Those Russian oligarchs are going to be pumping money like crazy, and it's going to get laundered. So it's kind of hard to lose track of it, you know, and laundering money, that's the whole purpose of the laundering project, to lose track of the money, but it's going to happen. And my last point is, now more than ever, we got to stand behind Biden, and any Republican who says it's his fault, say, then why did your candidate release 5,000 Taliban fighters by putting pressure on Afghanistan? Those same people are now shooting back at us. Your man did this. So don't look me in the eye and tell me it's Biden's fault. I'm getting to the point, I'm an older guy, but I'll tell you what, I am starting to lose it with these people. You know, insanity is rampant. Donald Trump, I said this on your show to Earl Ingram years ago, Donald Trump could not lead a Cub Scout troop through a pumpkin patch. They get lost, and he blamed the Cub Scouts. So that's my day, and you have a great weekend, and carry on. You do a good job.
Excellent stuff, Bill. Excellent stuff with you 100%. I'm the Biden man from the start, but I will tell you this. 5,000 people that Taliban murderers that Trump said turn over, he was going to bring them to Camp David. He brings them to Vienna. Demoralized everybody, doesn't give a damn, and he got out, and now Biden has to clean up the mess. And we Democrats can have a discussion on how best to clean up the mess. The mess is Trump's, okay, period. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. Nice call, Bill, as always. Very quickly here, Afghanistan, we needed to get out. We're getting out. Do the best you can from this point on, Joe Biden. I'm behind you 100%. Also, you have to remember, the Republican Party is trying to deflect on what happened on January 6th. They want to deflect on that. They don't want it investigated. And that's the big thing here. And these talking heads on TV, it's all poll-driven. It's poll-driven. Same with this right-wing talk radio people. A lot of them are treasonous, for God's sake, with the talk they spew out of their mouth. And the money has to get out of politics somehow. So people got to start focusing on the Biden agenda, which is making the elections fair. You can't let what's going through in Florida and Georgia and these other states. This can't stand. They'll go in there and they'll put one voting machine in for 10,000 people, and Joe Blow up in the middle of nowhere, he'll have 10 voting machines. You know what I mean? It's just it's a sad thing. The Republican Party, as I know it, is dead. It's dead. And I'll just add one other thing. This boss spending my money, taxpayer money, to rig the maps, and also they can't even appoint the keepers. I'm getting excited here. Tony's cabinet has not been okayed yet. They can't even do that. And this conservationist guy in there, he won't leave. Cromwell's going to get him out of there, and where the Watts runs to an attorney, my taxpayer money to keep this guy in. I'm getting pretty excited this morning. Too much for Friday. Thank you.
Good stuff, bye. Paul. Yeah. Do you like the fact that your money is being paid to lawyers $500 an hour? How much did you pay last year? $500 an hour to keep Fred Prent in there, whose term expired May 1. So pregnant wolves can be killed, and there can be more forever chemicals in the water. And, you know, to Bill Oconomowoc's point about the NRA and Walker and all these guys in Moscow, very, very simple. If Moscow gives money to the NRA and they turn around and give it to Walker and the others, that's a conduit. That's a felony. the way they handle that in securities transactions on insider trading is that they say, okay, what happened in the last 30 days? You know, who did what and who traded and all that. If Moscow gives money to the NRA and 5 years later they give to somebody, you don't trace it. It's difficult criminally to trace it. If they turn around and give them the same election cycle, I'd bring them into court right away. Right away. I don't want foreigners' money in our races, period. The end of the story. Thanks, guys. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host, the host of Pizza Box Mike at noon on Saturdays. You got to listen to it. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
I think it's time for America to realize we need to reel in this biggest polluter to climate change and the biggest corporation in the world, the United States military. I mean, look at how much money we spend on war. I guarantee you that diplomacy and aid would go a lot farther, don't you think?
Yeah, that's good stuff. Develop that at noon tomorrow. At noon tomorrow, listen to Pizza Box Mike, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box, one of the great shows. No, I like your ideas. I mean, here's the deal. Ultimately, we want peace. We have got to stop climate change, and aid, absolutely, aid is going to do more. You get more flies with honey than vinegar, no question. On the other hand, think of this. The Taliban have seized $500 million in aid, and they won't let it get to hungry people. You have to have an army to go in to distribute aid sometime. In Somalia, remember Black Hawk Down, the movie and the book? We were simply trying to bring food in there, and warlords were killing us and our soldiers trying to do it, and they'd steal it and sell it, and they wouldn't give it to people. There are defective cultures in the world. I'm saying that right now. And we don't want to have to go in militarily. And in that particular case, we went in 20 years ago to get Osama bin Laden. It took us a while to do it because Pakistan colluded with them and hid him. They hid him. They let the Taliban come across the border, hide out whenever they wanted. These are difficult areas of the world. Donald Trump betrayed us. He told them to release 5,000 prisoners, ISIS, Taliban, and all that kind of thing, Al-Qaeda. Recognized them, was going to bring them to Camp David, had to be talked out of it, brought them to Vienna, demoralized the Afghans, and then Biden comes in to clean up his mess. And it's a tough mess. It's a tough mess. I understand that. We're the Democratic Party. And, you know, Betsy of Madison had said, you know, is our democracy in peril? Betsy, our democracy is not in peril. It was in peril in 1860, and it was in peril in 1776, and it was in peril in 1941. We produced George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin Roosevelt, and they took care of business. Now we're going to take care of business. We threw Trump out. We have Biden in there. He's a good man. But there is vigorous discourse in the Democratic Party, and I'm telling you that the way we got out of Afghanistan could have and should have been done differently. With people like Taliban, like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, you exterminate them. You don't negotiate with them. Trump negotiated with them. Demoralize people. That was wrong. And you don't give them deadlines, you're going to get out, because you're going to have to shoot them on the way out. You got to have an orderly transition. We have learned. We have learned our lesson. We're getting to the end of the show. Great show. Great passion, as always. Great callers. Thank you for calling in. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp. Earl Ingram, my friend Earl Ingram. Great show at 5 o'clock. Great evening program, great weekend programming. The cherry on the sundae is Pizza Box Mike, who just called in, my co-host. I appreciate his calling in. It's a great show. You must listen to Pizza Box Mike, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. That is why they call him Pizza Box Mike. Have a good weekend. We're going to sign off for today. Matt Flynn Direct back, same time, same place. Monday, Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.